game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball podcast. It's January 31st, 2017. Slim, a month of 2017 is in the books. It's been an interesting new year. How's it going for you?
We had a decent cold front come through. It must be in the 60s.
Whoa! Global warming. Wait, global wintering. Climate change!
Yeah, that's the easy way to put it.
Yeah, it's a little chilly down here. It's supposed to warm up again this week. Yeah. Oh, we for work, we play on an outdoor basketball court, and they say they typically close it through like mid-March due to inclement weather. And I went to talk to them today, and they're like, yeah, that really hasn't been happening. So we'll see if we can open it for you guys to play basketball.
All right, don't go out there on any black ice. That's
right? Yeah, that's a thing. You got to be. That's actually. Rough for us around here, because that's where it's like not a lot of ice on the road and it's refreeze and stuff that happens more. Like, that won't happen as much up north as down here, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds bad.
Black ice does not sound enticing in any way, shape, or form. But Slim, I am on cloud nine with fantasy basketball. It's been incredible. You know why I'm so excited, don't you?
Yeah. You started this project when you were a freshman, and now you're, you know, 4 years later, you're a senior, and it's all coming to fruition.
That is true. I kept my nucleus together, and I've got a bunch of 4 year seniors, and finally my REL basketball team's ready for a Cinderella run, my mid major team.
No, it's hard to find much competition against you right now.
I don't know. I got to play the tough teams, but yeah, I had my first 9-0 victory in the REL. You had one last year, didn't you? A 9-0?
Yeah, you know, it happens. Yeah. You wind up benching guys halfway through the week, but, you know.
Oh, yeah. I benched 3 out of 4 for Russell Westbrook, I think, so I could win turnovers.
Yeah, he makes it real tough to win turnovers.
I know, but I benched him pretty much the whole week and then benched most of my lineup the last 3 days, but... Yeah, that was fun. The 30-point challenge board is fun. We'll get into that. A lot of fun stuff happening. Slim, I haven't seen you in the comments or texted basketball with you in a few days. I feel like you're not happy seeing me on top.
I got a couple things going downhill, but you know, I got a couple new guys on the roster. So not that roster, but in general. Yeah, it's been a bit of a lull this past 2 weeks, maybe?
Yeah, getting your...
Been rough. Zubac needs to save me.
I know. Zubac will save us all. On today's show, we're going to recap a busy weekend in the NBA, including Zubac's last game that was way on Thursday because the Lakers haven't played a game in a week. Some epic lines from Embiid and E. Bledsoe. No, that one doesn't really work, does it? No.
The graphic I'm looking at doesn't quite do the same.
We're going to play another edition of Can We Make Slim Look Stupid? And then wrap up with a preview of tonight's games and our 30-point challenge picks.
Y'all ready for this?
Slim, are you ready to call Joel Embiid a third-round pick next year?
Does that mean he dropped a round?
Did we say second-round pick before?
Probably. I mean, there's points for comparing him to, you know, your Parsons and your Towns. Why not?
Did you?
What? I think the turnovers have to come down eventually.
Do they have to? Do they have to?
Yeah, they kind of they do. I mean, 17 wins already this year. I mean, that's a good thing.
As they say, trust the process. Wow, he's over 20 points a game now. Wow.
He's gonna miss games again, right? Or is he back?
He's been.
It's hard.
He missed almost a full week before playing on Friday night, Saturday night, whenever the 27th was.
Okay. And it's ruled out for yesterday. Okay.
Yep.
No, I probably he will get drafted that high, but I doubt it'll be by me.
Okay. Trying to think of good comps. I mean, I know you're taking the goose over Embiid.
Yeah, this little lull has to go away. But yeah.
Does it have to? No, I'm just kidding. I think it does. Miles Turner, Embiid. These are the buzzy big men.
Turner's got them good. That's a big difference.
Yeah, the turnovers are a difference there. The rest is kind of equal.
Yeah, sure, you lose some points, but that's a
few points. Yeah. Who are good like third round big men? Oh, Embiid or Kevin Love next year. That's an interesting one.
Yeah, I mean, so you already have a shot blocker, or you're punting blocks. How are we doing this?
Say you had you got Giannis as your first pick or second pick or whatever, or even Durant. Durant's blocking shots.
Yeah, well, that leads me less to want Love. No, I'll take Embiid over Love. Sure.
What about Embiid or?
Well, Gobert would be one.
Okay, yeah, Gobert's a good one. I'm sticking with Gobert. Gobert's awesome.
Yeah, he's fun to own. That's Embiid missing all these games, and I mean Gobert's getting his minutes like crazy.
Yeah,
six a night, like usual.
I bet I'm gonna get a slim chuckle for this, but Embiid or Brook Lopez?
Yeah, who's getting more DNPs?
I don't know. I mean, Brook's got some this year, but not as many as Embiid.
It's way too often. No, I don't want either one of them next year. I definitely don't want Brook Lopez. I'm done with the Nets. As long as that guy's coach, I don't want any Nets.
I mean, there's a good chance he's moved. What if Brook Lopez is on the...
Coach? Someone's going to take the coach off their hands?
Wait,
You mean Brook.
What did I say?
You said good chance he gets moved.
No, good chance, yeah, Brolo gets moved somewhere.
Well, I'd rather the coach got moved, but...
Yeah, well, everyone needs a... what was Coach Asshat? I haven't used that in a while. He hasn't been as asshatty lately.
No, he's been pretty reliable.
Speaking of reliable asshats, Enes Kanter tried to take out his frustration on a chair, and that doesn't go well.
No, the chair wins every time.
I know. When has there ever been when someone threw? The only time I can think of when a coach or anyone hit or threw a chair, and it actually looked good for whoever hit the chair was when Bob Knight threw the chair.
Oh yeah, yeah, he won.
That's the only time man defeat chair. Roy Williams had to throw a chair during a Chapel Hill game over the weekend, and it didn't look great. Only when Bob Knight.
Yeah, I saw that game. You talking about the Hurricanes game?
Yeah. This is a true story. This is how bad I've become with college basketball. I went out with a bunch of work people on Saturday, and a buddy of mine went to Chapel Hill, had a Chapel Hill hat on. He was like, oh, how's Chapel Hill done lately? And he turns to me and goes, F you. And I'm like, no, I'm serious. And this was on Saturday. I had no idea. I just have not been following Chapel Hill very closely.
Oh, yeah, you deserve that. They lost by 15 or so.
I know, to an unranked Miami team. Yeah. Yeah, well, things happen. It's not March yet. But yeah, Cancer's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. You're dropping them pretty much everywhere, and OKC doesn't really have someone to pick up for it.
No, I mean, a deeper league, you feel better about Sabonis, I guess, but he's not a 12er type guy.
I love Jeremy Grant. I know it's low end, and I pimped him real hard coming into the year, and he's not really getting consistent minutes or a lot of touches, but man, in the REL, he's very usable for his blocks.
Yeah, you know, he's staying off the free throw line, and he's keeping the turnovers down to nothing. Yeah, he must not touch the ball.
Yeah. I mean, he'll chip in a three every now and then. His field goal percentage is fine. Gives me blocks with no turnovers. It's good for a super deep league.
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably go with Sabonis first.
I mean, depends on what you need. If you need blocks and D stats, I mean, he's got half a steal a game, too.
Sure. I mean, that's what Sabonis has in 21 minutes, and now he's playing, what, 26, 28, 29? Yeah, I mean, it's a block. Blocks first threes, probably.
Yeah, I mean, they're comparable. It's just whatever you need in a deep league. Big weekend for Darren Collison. He's on a nice little four-game stretch. Had 26 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals against the Pacers with 4 threes. And then 17 points, no rebounds, 2 assists, no steals, 1 block against the Hornets. That's not great. But shot 7-11 from the field, shooting way over 60% the last 4 games. Really starting to take the minutes there. You setting and forgetting Darren Collison and owning him must hold in 10 teams?
You know, as long as he's helping the 2%, I guess so. I mean, the threes are fluky. I don't believe that at all. The steals, they're still not really there. And the assists still haven't been there. And this is a crazy amount of minutes. I mean, he's not going to get 46 a night like he did in Indy.
No, but we were waffling in the mid-20s, and the last 3 games are, he's over 35 in all of them.
Yeah, he's basically equal to a couple of the streamers out there right now. Your Jameer Nelsons.
Oh, I'd much rather have Collison, though. I mean, this has staying
power. Yeah, you can trust it for the season. Well, you should be able to, I hope.
Yeah, oh, I know. You never know.
Hopefully.
Yeah, you never know with the Kings. The Kings could do anything.
What's the other one? Jennings?
Yeah, I was going to get into him in a minute. But we'll do that now. So, yeah, Derrick Rose, he hurt his cankle, I believe. And Brandon Jennings is going to be your starter for a little bit. I mean, I like Brandon Jennings for the short term. I was able to get him in a bunch of RCLs. Had a pretty good game. The 4 overtime aided game.
Yeah, that might help.
Yeah. But, I mean, he was fine in that one. What did he do? 18 points, 11 assists, 4 threes. When you give a guy 53 minutes, he might do that.
Yeah. Well, the one turnover, that's kind of nice.
Yeah. But, I mean, he might be the game before that when he stepped in for Rose, 31 minutes, 15 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 threes. Might be something like that for the next week or two.
Sure, I would hope for a couple more assists.
Yeah.
If I remember right, he was always someone that kind of kept the turnovers reasonably in check.
Yeah, because for some reason, a terrible 3-point shot doesn't count as a turnover. I don't know why.
Nice, yeah, air ball of 3, it's not a turnover.
Not a turnover, yeah, that's what helps Jennings stay afloat.
Yeah, well, not the field goal percent, but yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, the turnovers, yeah. At least he's not destroying both, like Tony Roten. Remember Tony Roten?
Yeah, it looks like Jennings and Nelson are both owned in both my leagues, so all my leagues.
Yeah, I mean, Moutier's supposed to be back kind of soon, and they're still going to play Moutier, because why not develop young people?
Yeah, they should.
Yeah.
I mean, New York is, no, they're still the poppycockers, aren't they?
Oh, they are absolutely the poppycockers. So I'm still mad that, like, 4 or 5 shows ago, I said I'd call them the Knicks because they're a 500 team, not realizing that they were in the midst of, like, a 0-10 streak.
7 behind now.
They are so far out now. Oh, how'd they beat the Hornets? That's funny.
Unless the Heat that are on a win streak now.
Yeah, this has been interesting. The Heat are on a win. You know what's funny is a couple shows ago, remember when I clowned you for saying, I don't know if you said it, but I kind of put words in your mouth, that the Heat and Mavs were like this classic throwback matchup. Both of them have been pretty good lately.
Yeah, it was 7 in a row. That's weird.
Yeah, 7 in a row for the Heat. I think the Mavs are like 6-3 or 7-3 the last 10 games.
Okay.
Little run.
Yeah, it's obviously not going to last, but sure.
Yeah. We're harkening back to the old days with the powerhouses coming back.
Waiters versus Barnes?
Ugh, Dion Waiters. I hope he just crashes and burns on your RCL team. I had a nice 8-1 win in our JB versus Slim RCL league, too. That was good. I needed that.
Need to keep you out of the playoffs there.
Yeah, I'm only like 1.5 games out of 7th, and I'm in 4th.
Yeah, okay, so you passed still time. Me. You're in 4th, I'm in 5th.
Yeah, look out! Interesting that Thon Maker getting some starts, not getting minutes, but it's more just the Bucks are frustrating. They'll never have a consistent center ever. But 4 points, 2 rebounds, a steal, and a block. Not really much to do here other than just disregard all of your Bucks centers.
Well, Monroe's been going to get his minutes. They just like him.
Yeah, second. I meant the starting people. So no Plumleys or Hensons or Makers.
Yeah, Plumley went to DNP and Maker only got, what, 10 minutes?
Yeah,
this is stupid.
And Hinson got 2 minutes. Yeah, speaking of stupid, the whole Thon Maker thing. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're getting political.
We can do whatever the F we want on this show because, you know, we're not ESPN. You can talk your mind. We can do whatever. I'm less angry about it than I am like, this is just stupid. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm less like, oh, angry. I want to rage an internet troll and go protest at airports.
That is such a waste of time.
And like, well, no, I like the airport protesting. Don't get me wrong. I very much support that. But I'm just like, you know, and I'm glad those people are doing it. I'm glad people have passions for that. But for me, I'm just like, this is so stupid and dumb. Like,
well, it's so far-reaching. I mean, Thon Maker is Sudanese. That's why we're even discussing this.
He probably hasn't been there in, like, 15 years.
I don't know. It's apparently got, like, an Australian passport.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that for a fact. Hopefully he's been able to go if he has family there. I don't know.
Well, dang.
Yeah.
Dang is from Stan, right?
Well, we all know Danny Ferry is in favor of this Trump policy.
Yeah, I avoid the Twitter war as much as possible.
I know, but, you know, more power.
Except for the other Twitter war. How about the Chandler Parsons
Yeah, that was my lead in the Daily Notes.
That's good stuff.
That was hilarious. In case, I don't know, if you somehow haven't seen it, the Blazers trolled Chandler Parsons on an airball three, the Blazers' official Twitter account, saying, to be fair, the three-point line is far away. And then Chandler Parsons tweeted him back. And this was after the Blazers beat him, too. Good luck, you guys, with the lottery show this year. And then McCollum tweeted back at Parsons, we won the lottery by not signing you. Fantastic.
Yeah, meanwhile, there's everyone else is commenting at the same time. Yeah, it's that's a quality thread right there.
Yeah.
That's,
And then you know that CJ McCollum won because a tweet or two later, Chandler Parsons was like, ha ha, good fun. It's all in good fun.
Oh,
that's waving the white flag.
Session, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but anyway, Slim, if you wanted to see some NBA games in person this year with hopefully the entirety of the NBA there, including international players, how would you see them in person?
I'd probably get in my car and I just pray my ticket's there.
Your ticket's in your car? Your car is your ticket?
No, I mean at the stadium, but do people still do that? Do people still get their tickets at the stadium? Does
probably not, because they should be using awesome apps like SeatGeek, Slim.
I'm so old.
It's because SeatGeek's the smartest way to find tickets for the basketball games you want to see live and up close this season. There's nothing like being in the building for the biggest game of the year. And with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get the guaranteed seats you want for great value. It's because it's the easiest way to get the best deal on every ticket. It's because they price compare for you, searching multiple ticket sites. Prices can vary depending on where you shop, but SeatGeek is always going to find you that lowest available price. And they show all their tickets with a grade based on value, so you're not going to get swindled into buying a bad seat. You've got the venue map right there on your app or on the computer, and you can see where those seats are going to be and the best value. And best of all, Razzball Nation is going to get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. All you have to do is download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, and add a promo code. Enter promo code RAZZMBA, RAZZMBA, one word, all caps, and SeatGeek's going to send you $20 after you've made your first purchase. So download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code RAZZMBA today. So Slim, lately, a little bit of some decent thragnoffing of a guy we clown on a lot, Seth Curry. I mean, it's ups and downs, but it's thragnoffy.
Yeah, I mean, God, you know, these minutes he's getting, you know, he's getting KCP minutes, right? 34-34-37 the past three.
Yeah, it's getting up there. I mean, D. Will going down hasn't helped.
If these guaranteed minutes, I'd probably take him over KCP rest of the year.
I'm not making a joke, but Darren Williams is still hurt, right?
Is that a question or a statement?
It is a... I'm not quite sure. It is a... Station. That didn't work. That didn't work. I tried to portmanteau it, and it didn't work.
Yeah, that's what happens when you use big words. Start confusing people.
Neither of those were very big. That just shows my limited range of vocabulary.
Oh, your limited range? I'm the one that says I'm big. Dude, yeah, these minutes are... what makes him better than someone like KCP is he's giving you the same amount of steals, but he's doing it on a good field goal percent.
Yeah, I mean, it's good on the... Yeah, I guess. He's making his threes. 42% from deep.
Yeah, 46 must be in the family.
1.2 steals. What's KCP steals at? He's more than
1.3. And those 1.2 you're talking about is only in 27 minutes. He's playing a lot more than that lately.
Yeah, but that's the argument of he gets more minutes playing with the starters. Is he going to get more steals versus junk time with the second unit?
Well, let's just look at the January numbers. 28-33, he's at 1.3 steals. December was 25 minutes, 1.4 steals. So, yeah, it's at least equal.
All right.
He's just shooting lights out 2 months in a row now.
Yeah.
At downtown in December, 51-7 in January.
Whew. Yeah, that three-point percentage is just crazy high. I don't know. I mean, if you, game-to-game basis, him versus KCP, give me the matchup, whatever. But
right.
I don't know.
That's why you don't spend high draft picks on people like that.
Exactly. This is a good point of why you Thragnoff. So, speaking of shooters, this one not so much with the field goal percentage is Robert Covington. But Laz pointed out that Covington's a top 30 player the past month. I didn't really fact check that, but it seems right because he gets a lot of steals and blocks.
The blocks have been pretty high.
Yeah. On the year now, 1.7 steals, 0.9 blocks with 1.8 threes. Man.
Yeah, his January numbers look pretty good.
Yeah, he's off a 21-12, 3 assists, 3 steal, 3 block line. That is a 1.5 rainbow. 3 of his last 4 games have been rainbow lines. Man.
He's not even taking more shots or anything. He's just being more productive.
He's trusting the process.
I mean, the first month, I guess, he was only at 27 minutes, and both December and January at 32-33. All right, I guess we can pretty much trust that rest of the season.
Yeah.
Who are they building up behind him? There's nobody. They have nobody, right?
No. Timothy Luwawu.
Yeah, he's way too far away.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, be happy if you stuck with Covington, even though I may have even said you can cut him at points, but the rank, I think, my rank in the 70s or so is probably going to end up coming about right.
Probably, as long as he keeps this 1.7 in one block a game up. If he has a starter, he's shooting, what, 37-7? Yikes.
Yeah,
it's not so. It's only 10 shots a game.
Yeah, it's lower volume. That helps. I mean, that's like the Ariza argument.
Yep.
So.
That's a pretty good comp to someone like Ariza.
Yeah. He just gets blocks and a little less efficient with the turnovers and everything.
But people love their Ariza.
Yeah. I mean, he's fine.
If they got him, they don't get rid of him.
Yeah. He fits really well on a lot of teams. A forward wing that gives you steals and no turnovers. It's nice. You got the turnover vortex there in Houston to keep them all away from him.
Yeah, it does help him, I guess.
Another guy that's on a hot run, or hot extended run, Karl Anthony Towns, 37 points, 13 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 4 blocks against the mess. He's looking like, I don't know, you're saying he's more back-end first rounder. He's still hanging around the middle of the first round for me.
It's picking up. Still seeing a couple of these zero-block games. But the steals have been there, so, yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, his January numbers are probably his best month.
Yeah, he's a slow starter. He's a shower, not a grower. Wait, A grower, not a shower. Wait. I don't really understand that phrase. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I understand it, but it's like, who came up with that? That's so weird. I don't know.
It's so weird.
it's kind of odd. Man.
3.2 turnovers a game right now in January.
Yeah, yeah, the turnovers have exploded. But maybe that's like part of what he needs, you know? Looking at under two, right at two in October, November, and then December, January, almost 3.5.
Yeah, you know, field goal percentage at 55 on 18.5 shots, so shots are going in. He's taking more of them.
Yeah, look at the rebounds, way up, over 30.
He might wind up hitting that 5-6-7 rank. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
So. Well, with the way these metric guys, you know, Harden and Westbrook are going to have a hard time.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm thinking more of like, will he hit middle of the first round when we do pre-ranks next year, like 6-7.
You know, finishing strong always helps.
Yeah, for sure. You want to know who might also be in that?
He still needs to keep these blocks like 2 a game, though.
Yeah, they need to bounce back up, and it'd be nice to see him end with a turnover rate under 3 the last couple months, but.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you also don't know what's going to happen with the Rubio situation. My guess is he's better with Rubio out there. It's kind of hard not to be.
Yeah, Rubio does help guys, so. We'll see. A guy that also might make his way to the first round is Nikola Jokic lately, right?
I mean, he's got a little bit more to go, but yeah, maybe. Yeah, no.
Wow! Oh, I even for a split second, I had Slim considering it. But yeah, his last game against Phoenix, 29-14-8 with a steal and 2 blocks. He has a hip injury. Although he's apparently rehabbing in the pool. So, Jokic with a hip injury and some shrinkage.
I'm looking at game logs.
What's wrong with his game logs?
You know, I just don't believe the 1.5-ish steals, 1.5-ish blocks.
No, I don't really either, but I'm seeing double-doubles with high scoring, plus a good smattering of assists. He's not really making threes, though. I don't know. It might be closer to Marc Gasol than Cat. You might be right there.
Okay.
Marc Gasol's been really good, though. No slam.
Yeah, he's got the big-time field goal percent. Jokic has a much better field goal percent than...
Well, Jokic's field goal percent is ridiculous. 59.4% on the season. At one point, it was like 65% over a long stretch.
Yeah, it's been good. It's, I guess so.
Yeah.
He'll be higher than Gobert, I guess.
And it's 12 games in December, 67.5% from the field.
I mean, Jokic down, Nurkic couldn't even get any kind of footing,
right? I know! Yeah, that's the next thing I was going to bring up, is stupid Nurkic just... I don't know, he needs a change of scenery so bad.
I guess. This has to be maturity.
Probably, but yeah.
It's not ability.
Got a start against the Suns, 5 points, 4 rebounds, 3 turnovers and 3 fouls, 15 minutes, blah.
Yeah, against Tyson Chandler? Is he still replying?
Hey, you love to make fun of Tyson Chandler, but I'll tell you what, my fourth-year senior REL team would not be where they are today without the resiliency. The comeback tour of Tyson Chandler.
Yeah, he's having a career year these past couple months.
His rebounds are second.
I mean, it is amazing he's surviving these minutes.
Yeah,
just it's phenomenal. I cannot believe 30 minutes a night, 40 a couple, 35s, 38s. There's, yeah, okay.
His rebounds per 36 are just blowing his career high out of the water. He's not really doing much else, but that's okay. When you have a niche, that's good.
Well, deep league like the REL, you have him, and then exactly. You throw in somebody like your Zipser, who doesn't do a whole lot else, but everything that Chandler doesn't, then you piecemeal it.
Yeah, and what's great about those two guys is they don't turn it over much. Tyson's
Yeah, I mean, the problem is that doesn't really work in 12ers.
Oh, for sure. It's a lot better in deep leagues than it is in a 12er, that's for sure. Sticking with the Suns, man, did Eric Bledsoe have himself a weekend. Whew. You see some of his lines?
Yeah, he started off a little slow, too. I'm feeling pretty good about this.
I know. Hopefully he held on to Mini Bron. 28-4-5 at the Nuggets, and then in the rematch against the Muggets, 41 points was a career high, 6 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals, 3 threes, 14 of 15 free throws. Really turning it on of late. Is he going to be a second round, one of those second round point guards that goes closer to Lillard?
He should be. What's he missing? What's I mean, 3 turnovers, I guess.
Turnovers a little high. The steals haven't been the same as they were in the limited sample last year. 2 steals a game last year, 1.4 this year.
He's coming back off some pretty major stuff, and it's been better lately. And the steals haven't, though.
Assist to turnover, I mean, it's not a huge difference, but I'm looking at really bad in 13-14, still pretty bad in 14-15, no change to 15-16, and then 6.3 to 3.1 this year. That's a big improvement.
Yeah, I mean, it is improving.
Or maybe not a big improvement, but it's an improvement, which is good.
I'm not going to argue with good. Good is good. I'll take good.
I'll take good over bad any day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like I'll take luck over skill because, you know, luck doesn't really do you wrong.
Yeah, in a vacuum, I take good over bad. I need to know your league size, though.
Okay, that's fair.
But yeah, points are at a career high. He's looking really good. I mean, hopefully he can survive and stay in Phoenix and be this kind of fantasy asset as they continue to rebuild.
Yeah, he's still got a couple years left. I mean, I know he's played for a long time. He came in pretty young. What is he? It's 27?
Don't ask me to do player math. Or age math, or any sort of math for that matter.
Just nod your head and say yes.
Yes. Good job, Slayer. Okay. Yes. The Sixers signed Chason Randall for 3 years. I don't really know the details, but I just found that interesting. Do you care?
We know the details. It's exactly like we don't know, but I'm sure it's going to be exactly like
the KJ McDaniels one.
A second round rookie deal.
Yeah. That's the KJ McDaniels one, where it's
second next year is in no way guaranteed at all.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I just wanted to be sure.
Yeah, he could very well get cut, especially since they're going to draft a point guard.
Yeah, do you care? All right, so that's your answer. You don't care.
Yeah, this means nothing to me.
It's probably going to happen that Tyler Johnson's going to return from injury last night. That was a weird sentence, but...
I'm glad that is going to happen. glad that is going to happen.
Well, as we record this, he's going to warm up and attempt to play, coming back off the shoulder thing, but... Man, he's been really good this year. Would you rather have Tyler Johnson rest of season or KCP? Why not?
Man, I like Tyler Johnson. Gives you some field goal percent. Hasn't been there this year.
It's gotten better, though. It's gotten better.
And free throw percent's kind of dropped, too. They're real close. I mean, is the extra half a block. Well, KCP's brought his turnovers up too, didn't he?
They're a little high, yeah. Tyler Johnson's one turnover game
is really
fantastic.
Helped.
Yeah,
3.2 to 1 turnover—that's really good assist turnover ratio.
Yeah,
it's high end.
It's better than
I'd probably stick with Tyler Johnson.
Okay,
I think there's still some upside for more, not necessarily minutes, just usage.
All right,
KCP's kind of maxed out on what he's allowed to do.
Probably, that's true. If KCP was on a team where he could really be featured, I think he could be really interesting.
KCP was able to do what Covington, the amount of freedom he's got.
Yeah, it's not like Covington's taking a ton of shots.
Well, he's not, but he's got the freedom to.
Yeah, not with the trust the process waving his Embiid over the whole paint.
I guess. Yeah, that's going to be known as where balls go to die. going down to Embiid.
The ball's going to die by Embiid.
Yeah, I have a feeling we're going to be knowing that is dead weight. You know, the ball just doesn't move.
The ball's
goes
just...
to Embiid, a shot goes up.
Yeah.
Now you defense.
Yeah, the ball just drops down there in the paint. No. Okay. It's time to keep amping up the Zubac mania. Zubac will save us all. He is our savior. Savior Bach.
I can't believe in two of my three leagues he was still there on Sunday.
What? It wasn't in our league. I looked through all my RCLs like twice this week. I still only have him in two. Very frustrated.
Yeah, after that 26 minutes, 16 and 10, no turnovers, 2%. Yeah, I against Utah.
Yeah.
He should have been picked up. I don't know what I was thinking even by making myself wait.
Ugh. I wish I was in those RCLs instead of my stupid RCLs where no one cut. I think someone beat me to him initially, and after that game against Denver 5 games ago when he was 11 and 13 with 3 blocks. And he was on waivers, and I don't think I made a waiver claim. And then I went back to pick him up, and he was gone already. But yeah, he's awesome. He's going to save the world.
Yeah. I lost Zeller in the league and put him on the IR and picked up Zubac, and I'm feeling pretty good about that.
That's an easy one. So, rest of season, Zubac. Over, under.
I need more. I don't know if this 26, 28 minutes is going to be there every night.
All right, let's just pretend. Play pretend with me, Slim. Let's say rest of
26, 28 minutes?
I was going to say 24. Let me just put it at 24. It's a little conservative. That builds in some 16, 17 minutes mixed with a couple 30 minutes, okay?
Okay.
All right, he gets 24 minutes game. Over, under 11.5 points.
I love this free throw shooting. 11.5 in 24 minutes? God, it's going to be under. It's going to be close, but it'll be under.
All right, I'm trying to set good ones here. 9.5 rebounds.
Yeah, I like his rebounding ability. 24 minutes, that's tough. I don't like 24 minutes. Can he get more minutes? Can I have a talk with the coach real quick?
Yeah, give Walt a talk.
All right, I like both those numbers if he's getting 26 minutes.
Okay, and then blocks will go 1.2 in 24 minutes.
26 minutes, over.
All right, second, well.
4 minutes, damn it.
This is what Zubac does. He saves the world. He puts you in your own reality. Saves everyone.
Yeah, he's absolutely going to be my next Gobert.
Oh my! I already loved him. I was there first, Slim. Don't you dare take Zubac from me.
We'll see. I'm pretty sure I had to type his name into the system, but all right.
What do you mean you had to type his name into the system?
For the draft.
Oh, you made it. You made the tag for him.
Yeah.
Maybe. Possibly. Just because my mock draft teams didn't need centers, you're gonna take this Zubac from me.
Take him from you, yep. He's mine.
How dare you. Anything else from you from over the past few nights in action?
He did pretty good. I think you'd like to talk about Ingram for a little while, right?
The Lakers haven't played in so long. What did he do anything? Didn't he come off the bench and be terrible?
Oh, no, it was epic.
What? What did he do?
Back-to-back games of 0 points.
That is pretty good.
15 minutes, 20 minutes. Yeah, he lost his playing time and did absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be anywhere.
Yeah, that was a while ago now, yeah, because the Lakers have been off for so long. I just knew this was going to happen. He'll probably...
He knew that.
He might bounce back and get 30 minutes and score, 12 points with, some other stats. He's going to be up and down. He's a very raw, inconsistent player.
Yeah, hey, you kind of expected the minutes to be a little more consistent. I'm not sure why I guess we know why he got 20 the past two, because he was terrible, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
He's having, he's a Duke player, so he's tripping his way through the rookie season.
Yeah, and we did kind of see what Walton did with Russell. Didn't quite let him go.
Yeah, not till the second half. So, if you're, I've seen a couple people comment that, hey, I'm definitely in the fantasy playoffs. I just want a stash. Yeah, you bump Brandon Ingram up a few people.
Oh, you could probably get him as a throw-in for nothing right now.
Yeah, I guess if you want.
Well, you know, if you're waiting for the end, and because Zubac is another guy that I don't know if it's going to be all that good, you know, immediately.
It might not. It might have ups and downs as well. I just think Zubac's, I mean, he's got the fundamentals. He's always shooting a great percentage. He makes his free throws, low turnovers.
But what about the games that Mozgov goes off in?
Oh, good Lord. Oh, what a terrible deal. I'm sorry, did I say that
plural? I mean, the game.
Does hitting a home run on a second round pick negate a terrible contract for a starter?
Negate? I mean, I see a lot of losses here, so yes.
All right, Slim, you ready to get stupid? Do you have some theme show music?
Well, you know, last time you couldn't hear it.
I could hear it all right. I know it didn't come through in the audio that great.
All right.
Man, give it a shot. Just be sure it's right by the speaker.
No, I just have to do it myself.
So, oh, you're going to sing?
Can you hear my clapping?
Yes.
Louder. Okay, I need you to clap too.
Very, very much louder.
Okay. Welcome back, motherfuckers.
How dare you, Slim, derail this corporate clean cut podcast with that kind of language.
We won't even get sued for copyright infringement on that one.
That's a good point. All right, Slim, player A, 16.6 points.
16.6, okay.
5.2 rebounds.
Okay.
2.2 assists.
Yep.
1.2 steals. 0.8 blocks.
Okay, okay.
With 2.2 threes.
Pretty solid.
All right. Player B. That's my page.
You're leaving stuff out on purpose, though, but okay.
Wait, what did I leave out? What do you want? Ask anything.
No, that's fine. Is he shooting 42% or 48%?
He's shooting 52%.
What? Come on. He's giving me 2.2 threes at 52%.
Yep.
Over the entire season.
I plead the fifth.
Okay.
Player B. 12.5 points.
Okay.
Taking a 4-point hit. 3 rebounds, 2.8 assists. So you're taking a 2-rebound hit and a little over half an assist more for player B.
Okay.
0.9 steals, 0.2 blocks. Not even close to 1.2, 0.8 for player A.
Yeah, this is true.
And what do we got? 1.3 threes. Compared to 2.2 and 46.6% from the field compared to 52%. So player A is much better.
What was the, you said 46% and like 12 points a game?
Yep.
So you're trying to get me to go after Gary Harris?
Yeah! You knew another Harrisland was coming at some point.
So who would you want to compare him to over a small sample size? That's the question. Huh?
You see right through me.
I don't want. Like, is Morrow playing again? No.
It's really bad, but it's so funny.
All right. Well, let me see. Let me give you KCP's numbers for the past.
No, it's not. I mean, you're in the right area. Who's a wing that's been hot the past week plus?
A week? You gave me a week?
Five. It's 5 game sample.
Oh boy. Sure. A wing that's been hot over the past 5 games. I can't possibly know that.
Well, the answer.
Okay, give me Waiters.
No, Waiters would be better than that even. Okay. Waiter season long might be interesting. All right, let's add player C into this. Except for we know it's Deion Waiters. So wait, that doesn't really work, does it? Waiters on the season compared to Harris, as I'm my thing's going here. 15.1 points. So add 2.5 points. 3.3 rebounds, 3.9 assists. About the same rebounds, add an assist. 0.8 steals, 0.4 blocks. That's about the same as 0.9, 0.2. 1.5 threes. That's better than 1.3 threes. Differences in the turnovers and percents, for sure. 2.1 turnovers to 1 turnover for Harris. And 40.6% from the field compared to 46.6. So,
right.
You got some pluses and minuses.
Some strange numbers here, like Gary Harris's 3-minute game against Orlando.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm looking at just season-long stats here.
Yeah, 27 minutes for Gary Harris is not your average night.
Probably not, but I'm looking at his last four games, 35, 27, 28, 35.
Yep. That's more than 27 on the average, right?
Well, yes, but...
Uh-oh. I mean, I'm not going to ask you to do math.
Wait, you said 27 minutes a night isn't a typical thing when he's done it one out of the last four games and had 1 minute more the other, one of the others.
You're talking about when he's coming off of yet another injury? Come on, man. You know this is better.
It's not better.
8-4, 2 steals and a 3 was the last time out.
It's fine.
So we'll take, I got him against the Lakers tonight. Who do you want?
I'll take someone good for the 30-point challenge. I'm not taking Gary Harris.
I'm just KCP doesn't play that night. That's too bad.
You're trying to see it. You're trying to get me to take. Well, just so everyone knows, the 5-game sample was of Seeley.
Courtney.
Your favorite player, Courtney Lee, is on fire lately.
Okay. Oh man, I see this game log. I love the games before it, but yeah, that's...
I know, it's single digit scoring the 8 games before. Oh, but it was too funny. I had to do it.
Yeah, the blocks. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Sure, yeah, 5 games. I never would have guessed that. You could have given me 20 guesses.
Does the do the Poppy? Oh, the Poppy Cockers play the Wizards. You know what we're going to do on our next podcast? We're going to in-depth compare and contrast how Harris does against the Lakers tonight versus Seeley against the Wizards.
I will absolutely take that.
I mean, if I had to pick, I think Gary Harris is going to have a better game, but I don't know. Is it crazy to think they might be close?
Yes. Yes, it is.
All right. Well, everyone following games tonight... Really,
you're adding in this 52-minute game.
Hey, the other ones were fine too.
Hey, when shots are falling, shots are falling. If you can sell Courtney Lee and get anything right now, congratulations.
All right, well, just religiously follow how Courtney Lee does against the Wizards, and then watch the late game with Gary Harris, and hopefully see Lee just has a monster game and Harris plays 20 minutes, because that would be awesome.
I will keep the minutes.
All right. Well, Slim is not stupid. I take the blame of being a little stupid with that challenge, but that was a lot of fun. You have to admit. Listeners know that that was a lot of fun.
Well, I'm sure that now they know it's coming. They know what I'm going to be Gary Harris either way.
That's a good point. Taking a look at the 30-point challenge board, Slim, I am the champion of the world. I'm the king of the world! Jack, I feel like I'm flying!
Alright, well, this isn't quite the reaction I had when I had the lead, but okay.
Whatever, I'm louder than you and you know it.
Things come in bunches, I can accept that.
And I did just compare myself to being at the front of the Titanic. So, maybe it won't...
Yeah, that's some high drama you got going on.
Maybe the thing will go down like a sinking ship. But yeah, thanks to Paul George for being awesome. And compared to Jimmy Butler's 3 points. Oh, that was brutal.
Yeah, he's not doing too well. I mean, I guess that's it's not quite as, I mean, it's bad, I guess, but I had, it's like my second or third single digit in the past 3 or 4. Yeah, this isn't going well.
It comes in bunches, so you're going to be right back in it.
I got an idea. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I was going to take a quick look at tonight's games. We mentioned C. Lee, the red-hot Courtney Lee, the build-your-franchise-around-Courtney-Lee, going against the Wizards. We got Pelicans at the Raptors, the Kings at the Rockets. Great game. Oklahoma City at San Antonio. They got Hornets at the Blazers and Nuggets at the Lakers. Obviously, everyone should be watching that Thunder game. That should be a good one.
Yeah, it's definitely the game of the night.
Yeah. Is Tony Parker going to keep Russell Westbrook from doing anything?
Yes, he will completely shut him down. He'll barely get his triple-double.
They should just put Kawhi on Westbrook and put Parker on Oladipo. Still a mismatch.
Yeah, it's worth a try, I guess. I don't know. I think they'll just let it happen. Let the 5 or 6 turnovers happen and get your easy points off those and win the game.
That's true. Westbrook has some bad turnovers.
Yeah, he does a lot. And with those points from Cantor not out there, that's not good. That's just more for Westbrook to do.
It's good for your punt turnover teams.
Yeah. Steven Adams might get a few more.
Yeah, that's true. So that should be good. Batum in a revenge game against the Blazers. That could be fun.
He could have a good game. They still starting Turner, or are they flipping, or what's going on over there?
I think they're still starting Turner. I mean, Harkless has been hurt and then not playing well. I think Turner might be sticking in the starting lineup long term.
Interesting. Okay. They paid him enough.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of think we thought that Turner might be the starter there. Either him or...
I mean, it just takes so much extra pressure off of Lillard and CJ.
Actually gives him a creator next to him.
Yeah, instead of just guys sitting out there at the edge. Yeah. Lets them sit on the edge, which I'm sure they're good at.
Yeah, exactly. So, top 10 scores. Westbrook, Isaiah, Harden, Cousins, Brown, DeRozan, Durant, Lillard, LeBron, Kawhi. I don't know why I just said DeRozan's. There's a, I think it's because the SG for shooting guards right next to his name kind of look like DeRozans. They're multiple DeRozans.
That'd be scary.
What do we got tonight? Ooh, McCollum against the Hornets.
Yeah, Zeller's going to be out, right? I can't even keep up with that. If they're on my REL team, they're probably out. That's all I know.
Wait, Kawhi's in the top 10 now. Yeah, he's 10th. Can't go him against the Thunder. I really, really want to go Courtney Lee, but I don't. I'll go. Do it, Slim. Be Yiddish for me.
This is on you, man.
I know. Well, I'm a little flimmy. I don't know if it's coming in the podcast. I'm a little stuffy. So I'm a little CJ McCollum. had a loogie. Sorry.
That's fine. I mean, you gave me a ringtone last time. I guess I need that to be like my my text is coming through tone. Okay. JB text me. All right, good stuff. Well, this seems kind of like an easy one to me.
Please take Gary Harris.
No, I have to take Jokic.
Is he gonna play?
Oh yeah. Yeah, he should.
Really? Because I knew there was a thing that they were saying he might be out 2 weeks.
Is that true?
I don't know.
I thought he was sounding like he was getting pretty close.
I think he's closer.
Still rehabbing is still doubtful. That's sad.
Nope, you locked it in. It's in stone. You took your hand off the chess piece. The move is in the books. You're taking Jokic.
How about I take Gary Harris, you take Courtney Lee, whoever gets higher gets a point.
No, I don't want to do it. Don't want to do it. That besmirches the... You know what? I'll do this. We'll do our normal picks, and we'll give a half point to...
I mean, the biggest thing we've done here is actually giving, like, an extra viewer or two to these games. That's impressive part.
Hey, that's something.
Someone is actually going to watch this game.
All right. We'll do a special... I'll agree to do a half-point challenge. Whoever... I don't want to do... Do we have to do just points? We'll do just points. Just points.
Yep.
Okay, half a point. Agreed?
Okay.
All right, you still got to make your 30-point challenge pick, though. And we'll do this for the commenters. Commenters, if you want an extra half a point, just say who's going to score more tonight, Courtney Lee or Gary Harris.
All right. And then we'll get odds based off of that. Okay, I see where you're going. Oh, man, you took away the easy one. I could, all right.
Well, I'm first. It's make it, take it.
Yeah, I know. I don't think Batum's going to do it. I mean, Kemba's still not on that list, right?
No, he is.
He might have 16th. A little extra to do. Sure. Give me Kemba.
That's a pretty good one. 23.3 points a game. So we'll be watching that game sandwiched between intently watching Courtney Lee and Gary Harris. This podcast has gotten out of control. That I'm all of a sudden having to talk up Courtney Lee. What has happened? What has happened in the world, Slip?
Glad. You finally get to talk about some top 300 guys.
Do you have a
bird? Oh, no, wait. He's top 30 in the past 5 games or something, right?
Yeah. He's been unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
He's a second half grower, not a shower.
I mean, okay.
All right, Slim, on that note, I think it's time we get out of here. We'll be back in a couple days, back on our Thursday morning schedule this week, I believe. But if we change that, I'll let you know in a post or something. But yeah, Slim, have yourself a good one. Get your REL team healthy. Get your lineup set this week. It's the stretch run time.
Yeah, I got one more week until I go against you. I'll be lucky to have 4 or 5 guys out.
Well,
4 or 5 guys out.
Hopefully I can stay healthy. Somehow, Dirk Nowitzki, Tyson, Luol Deng, staying healthy.
Tyson Chandler with 48 minutes a game. Yeah, this is amazing. It's quite a run you're on.
Matt Barnes not getting arrested.
All right.
I am on a lucky run right now. All right, Slim, I'll catch you in a couple days. Take it easy, man.
Yeah.